Mom, the Criminal. This is Jav Parrish. On Thursday, June 22nd, 34-year-old Tina Carlson picked up her 9-month-old baby, Riley Rogers, and the pair left Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. It's a perfectly normal scenario, except that Riley was hours away from a scheduled surgery to treat what media reports called a serious kidney ailment. And because Carlson and Riley's father both believe in alternative medical care and had refused doctors' recommendations for surgery and dialysis for Riley, the state of Washington had just taken legal custody of Riley Rogers. Riley himself was not in any imminent danger from his disease, but the parents considered the proposed course of treatment itself to be life-threatening. So when Tina, trying to protect the life of her child against the forcible intervention of doctors in the state, was pulled over by police 48 hours later, Riley was returned to his tiny hospital bed, and Tina is now facing charges of second-degree kidnapping. This story pushed my buttons for several reasons. I've been wrestling with a serious, often life-threatening illness myself for the last 15 years, the result of what media reports might call a serious kidney ailment. I've had the same surgery that was performed on baby Riley a week after he was rescued from his loving mother. Western medicine, the kind Tina Carlson abhors, saved my life. But before it did that, it nearly killed me. I was in a coma 3 times, once for several days. I had nearly a dozen surgeries to fix complications arising from only 15 months of dialysis, the same often debilitating yet life-giving procedure doctors wanted for Riley, and that Tina Carlson was terrified of. The experimental organ transplants that saved my life are a product of cutting-edge Western medicine. Yet Western medicine has also blown my diagnoses, given me ineffective treatments for acute problems, and at times made me much, much sicker. It's not an exact science. Neither are the various forms of alternative medicine exact sciences, many of those I've tried. Good naturopaths know when they're in over their heads. I've seen alternative treatments work wonders in grim cases where Western medicine failed badly. I also watched helplessly as a friend with a worrisome lump that was at the time an easily treatable cancer refused for months to go to a doctor due to his hostility to Western medicine. Once it was finally diagnosed, he insisted solely on natural treatments and died a long, slow, agonizing death, wasting away essentially on principle. It was the most pointless, prolonged suicide I've ever seen. For a child, only parents should have the final word on those kind of decisions. Why do members of religious faiths like Jehovah's Witness or Christian Science have the right to refuse recommended medical care for their children, but parents like Tina Carlson are considered criminals for exercising the same right? In our separated church-state legal system, is it really okay for parents to make a counterintuitive medical decision if an amorphous voice in the sky tells them to, but not if they arrive at that conclusion due to research and reason? The state can't claim its religious belief is superior to yours, but it can and does claim that it thinks better than you do? Is that the deal here? I have no idea whether Tina Carlson acted appropriately. I don't know enough about little Riley's medical condition to have a clue. But neither does a judge or the state, one authority figure trusting the word of another. That decision should be solely for Riley's parents, with the aid of medical professionals, Western and otherwise, to resolve. And when a mother feels that the life of her baby is being threatened, my gut instinct is to give her a whole heck of a lot of latitude in what she decides to do about it. Instead, mom was put in jail, possibly facing a year in prison, her life in ruins, the state has taken the kid, apparently indefinitely, and Riley is being subjected to risky medical procedures neither parent wanted. I sure hope this turns out well. KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.